ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Lamites. The sig over here is discussing the Machlekes Tanoim in the Mishnah, a case where one shechted for a goy. There's a three-way Machlekes, according to the Tanakam, the Shechita is kosher, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Shechita is posel, and according to Rabbi Yesi, Eina Kol Hoylech Ela Achara Sheikhe. The Gemara has two Mahalchim, how to understand this Machlekes. According to the first Mahalach of the Gemara, the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer both hold that Bailam and Mefaglin, and a carbon the din is that not only could the Kohen who's doing the Avodah be Mefagal the carbon, the Bailam also could be Mefagal the carbon, and they both also hold by Shritas Chulin as well, the Machshav of the Bailam L'Shem Avodah Zarah could pass all the carbon. The Machlekes is, according to the Tanakam, we don't say Stamach Shavas Ovi Kechavim L'Avodah Kechavim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we do say that. And Rabbi Yossi argues, he holds that even by carbon or yisad din is also that the bayim cannot be mefagel the carbon. According to the second lashon of the Gemara, the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer is whether we learn chutz from pnim. Do we say that just like by machshava spigel, the machshava of the bayim could be mefagel the carbon? So too by shchitas chulin, according to the Tanakama, chutz mipim leyalfinon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, chutz mipnim leyalfinon. And on this, Rabbi Yossi argues, he holds that even by pnim, the din is also that the bayim cannot be mefagel the carbon. I'll just start with a short ha'ara on the sheet of Rabbi Lezer by Rabbi Yesi. He's the one who holds the Bailam Mefaglim. Rashi here, the Bailam Bala Mechesam Abayz, Diver Maschel Sha Bailam Mefaglin. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Zochem Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara over there explains the Makar of Rabbi Lezer by Rabbi Yesi. So now which the Pasuk says, V'hikriv ha-makriv. From there we learn that the Torah refers to the Bailam as the Makriv. And the Pasuk which talks about Machshavas Pigol, they also use the Lashon of ha-makriv. Hamakriv leichoshev. Therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yosi, even the bayam could be mefagel the carbon, since he's referred to as the makriv. The Rashi over there, towards the end of the Dibur Maschil, he says as follows: what's the example where the bayam could be mefagel the carbon? Im choshva shchitas kain oyaz rikosoy abanas lechol chutzas mano yhavi pigol. The example which Rashi gives is where the bayam had a machshava that the shchita of the kain or the zrika of the kain should be done abanas lechol chutzas mano, with the intention that the basar of the carbon be eaten beyond its time, that would be a machshavas pigal. The shayla we could pose over here is, does Rashi Bedafka choose this example of a manas lechol chutzes manay, while being the case where the machshav of the bailam was that the shchita of the kain should be done a manas lizrek domei chutzes manay, or lahak derimurim chutzes manay, would that also be machshavas pigal according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi? In other words, do we say Dafka a machshav on the achilo, which is something that the bailam is going to do? If this was true, it would be dafka in a case of kotri kalim, where the bailam eats the basar of the carbon. Is a dafka over there, where he's the one who's going to be doing the achila, that's where his machshava lechol chutzes manay is considered a machshava to be mafag the carbon. But not in a case where his machshava was that the dam should be nizrak chutzes manay, since he's not the one who could be zarek the dam, the kain has to be zarek the dam, perhaps that machshava would not be significant, that would not be a machshava to be mafag the carbon. Or, for example, if his machshava was to be makter deimurim chutzes manay, so again, the bayam is not the one who's makter deimurim, it's not up to him to do a chutzes manay. Perhaps there, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi would agree that it's not machshavas pigal. In other words, is it dafka something which is dependent on him himself being able to do the ma'isa chutzes manay, or is it lav dafka, even machshava nezriko or haktara would also be machshava chutzes manay according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi? So the truth is that when a kain has machshavas pigal, if he does the shchit d'almanas, lizrek domi chutzes manay, or to be makted emurim chutzes manay, it's lav dafka in a case where he himself plans on doing the zrika or haktara, and he's thinking in his mind that he's going to do a chutzes manay. Even if it's clear that a different kain will be the one to do the zrika or haktara of this carbon, therefore this kain who's doing the shchit does not have the ability to determine when the other kain will do the zrika or haktara, still din is that it's machshavas pigal. There's a clear right from this, because the Gemara Me'ilah Daf Zayin says, Mechashvin ala ovir v'ala asorof. The Gemara there is Mechadish, the one could have Machshavas Pigol to be makter l'imurim chutzes manay, even imurim which were really gone already at the time of the Machshava. Even if they were Nevad or Nisraf, so these imurim were not around, they're not going to have a haktara b'chlal. If he had a Machshava that those imurim should be hooked or chutzes manay, it would be Machshavas Pigol. From that Gemara it's Muchach that the Pshan Machshavas Pigol, it's not that it's a plan which he actually thinks he's going to do. Even if we know that his machshava is not going to materialize, like in that Gemara Me'ilo, where the emunim are gone already, still it's machshava spigol, where the pshat machshava spigol is, he's doing the avodas with the intention to change the dinim of the carbon. The din of the carbon is that it has a specific time when it has to be eaten, or when the emunim have to be hooked on the mizbeach, or when the dam has to be nizrak on the mizbeach. If he's doing one of the avodas with the intention to change the dinim of the carbon, the four avodas adam of the carbon, the shechita, kabbalah, hailocha, and zrika, are matter the haktara of the imurim and the achila of the basar. And if his machshav is that these avodas should be matter the haktara of the imurim beyond its allotted time, or it should be matter the achila's basar beyond its allotted time, that's the machshav of Spiegel. And if we're here as well, kipshutay, if we hold, like a Rosh Rabbi Yossi, that the Bayan could be mafag of the carbon, it's not the pshat dafka in a case where he's mechashev on achilas basar that he himself is going to have a din to eat it. It's not dependent on that which he himself is going to do the achila, and even if he has a machshav to be zerik the dam or makter the imurim, this is something he himself cannot do, still kipshutay would be machshav espigal, since the yisrael machshav espigal is not a plan to actually do something, rather the pshat is that it's a machshav to change the dinim of the carbon. This is surely the Pashtus, and according to this, the Lashon of Rashi, who says, Amnas lechol chutz zmani, Rashi's lav dafka, the same thing would also be true if he is mechashiv, Amnas luzrik domay, or to be makter deimurim chutz zmani. Now we'll continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings machalikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in case for one shechter de behimo, luzrik domo ilahakter chalba lavidus kechavim, he did not have machshav that the shechita itself should be done as an avida for avidah zara, but he did think that the shechita should be amenas to be avid avodah zarah with the zrika or the haktara. So the din is that it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the din is that it's possible, as the Gemara explains, machashvin me'avodah l'avodah, he learned pnim from chutz, the same way machshav espigal works in this way. If he had a machshav to be zerik the dam or makter the imurim of the carbon chutz is mani, it's mefagel the carbon, so too in avodah chutz, also machshav b'shas shechita, if he's mechashiv to do the zrika or the haktara l'shem avodah zarah, he passes it with the psof takrevis avodah zarah. And Reish Lakish says that it's kosher, im mechashiv me'avodah l'avodah, he owes legamir and chutz mipnim. Now in the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that we do see mechashiv me'avodah l'avodah by machshavas avodah skechavim, so it's important to point out that even though if the maise he would be makhdeh de'imurim, l'shem avodah zarah, it would not passel the rest of the behema. This is clear later on, daf lamed tes amud beis. At the top of the Amud, the Gemara says, "In machshava paiselus bechulin el b'shtei avodos." Rashi there explains that if he had machshavas avodos kechavim b'shas laktara seimurim, it did not passel the rest of the animal for machila. And Tosfos over there, Dibur Maskal Mokah, in the top of the Amud, he says that the truth is that even if he's zerik the dam l'shem avodah zarah, the din is that the rest of the behima does not become passel. The zrikas adam l'shem avodah zarah does not passel the rest of the basar ba'achila. Taisus proves this from Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the case of Hanu Tai, the Asu Litzikunya, the case of the Arab merchants who gave Elim to Tabachim Yisraelim to shech them, and they said that the Dam and the Chilav will go to us to be Ovid Avodah Zarah with, and the Ur and the Basar will go to the Tabachim for them to keep. And the Gemara there is before that since we hold like the Sheet of Rebasi in the Mishnah, that if one shechs for a guy, the dinner does not pass all the carbon, therefore there is no concern to eat this Basar. Since Yid did the Shechita, so even though the Bayam had a Machshav L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it does not pass all the Basar Ba'achila. However, Taisus over there is bothered that the mice in the end, the Tayyid themselves are going to do a Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Why does that not pass all the Basar Ba'achila? And there Taisus proves that even if you do a Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it does not pass all the rest of the animal. The Dam itself will become Pasal. That's how Taisus learns the Gemara over there, which says, V'ichulin Eim Machshav Paiselus El B'Shtei Avodahs. That refers to a machshava either in the shechita or in the zrika. A machshava in the shechita will pass all the entire animal, and a machshava in the zrika will pass all the dam. The Akapama comes out according to Taisus, both in the case where he's mechashiv in the haktara of the imurim, the shem of Edizara, or if he's mechashiv in the zrika of the shem of Edizara, it's not going to pass all the rest of the animal ba'achila. If so, what is the pshat that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he has a machshava during the shechita al menas to be zerik the dam the shem of Edizara, or to be makter the imurim the shem of Edizara, then is that the entire animal does become possible. How could it be worse than if he would have actually done Akhtar L'Shem Avodah Zarah or Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah? So the Karen Ayer in Zvachim Daf Testament Beis, where the same sugya is discussed over there, the Karen Ayer makes this point and he quotes the Taisus in our sugya that when one does Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, does not pass all the Basar. And the Karen Ayer over there is Beikar bothered by that which it's Mavur in our sugya, and the Gemara brings the other Machalikas between Rebechin and Reish Lakish. In case we did the shechita l'shma, however, he had a machshav l'zrik dama shalei l'shma, they're also according to Rabbi Yochanan, mechashvim me'avoid l'avoida, and the carbon becomes possible, according to Reish Lakish, ein mechashvim me'avoid l'avoida, and the carbon remains kosher. That case is mashma that we're talking specifically where he had a machshava to do the zrika shalei l'shma. What about if you chechted to do the haktara shalei l'shma? The Mashmari says there the kuliyam of the din is that it's kosher, and Gepshita the Pshat is, the Karenator explains, because since the Maisa, if you do Haktar Shle Lishma, the covenant remains kosher. So surely if you only had a machshava in the Shechita and asked to do Haktar Shle Lishma, surely you will not pass the carbon. It's not going to be worse than if you would have actually done Haktar Shle Lishma. Only in a case where you had a machshava to do the Zrika Shle Lishma, where if you would have actually done a Zrika Shle Lishma, the carbon would become pasul. We're talking about a carbon chatos or a carbon pesach, where the avodah Shle Lishma pasul the carbon. That's where this machlokes is Rechon and Reish Lakish. If you had a machshava in the Shechita, al menas to do a Zrika Shle Lishma, according to Rechon and Mechashma avodah levodah, and it's pasul. According to Reish Lakish, it's kosher. And the Karenator is bothered by why is it that in the case of Shle Lishma, if you're mechashiv to do an avodah, where had he actually done a Shle Lishma, would be kosher, then a machshava in the Shechita, almanas to do that avodah Shle Lishma, cannot be more chamer, it definitely would be kosher. However, when we talk about the case of the Shem of Avodah Zarah, there it's different. There, both in the case we had a machshava to be makter the chaylev for avodah Zarah, or if you had a machshava to be zerek the dam for avodah Zarah. Had he actually done a zrika or haktar l'shem avodah zarah, it would not have passed the rest of the basar. So why in this case, when he only had a machshava on the shechita, on menas to be zerek or makter l'shem avodah zarah, how could that be more chomer? So the truth is, we have to really mention that by pigul itself, which is the whole makar according to Rabbi Yochanan, to learn to shalei l'shma or to learn to machshava avodah zarah, the pigul itself l'din is that if one has a machshava to be makter the imurim chutzes manoy, or to eat the basar of the carbon chutzes manoy, the din is that that's machshava's pigul, and it passes the carbon, even if one lemaisa would eat the basar chutzes manoy of a carbon, or be makter the imurim of the carbon chutzes manoy, it would not pass all the rest of the carbon. So pigul itself seems to be right to this yisoid, that it's possible to, that a machshava to do something, which had he actually done that lepoyol, it would not have passed, but machshava to do it could be worse. However, as the Chayyim point out, the Karenator over there in Zvachim says this, as well as the Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Taida, that surely the Yisayid of Machshavas Pigal is different than the Machshavah of Shleil Lishma or the Shem of Vidazar. The Yisayid of Machshavas Pigal is that if one had a Machshavah during one of the Avodahs to do either Nachilas Adam or Nachilas Mezbeach Chutzlas Manoy, as we mentioned before, the Yisayid of Machshavas Pigal is that he's doing the Avodahs which are Matar the Achilas with the intention to change the Dinim, that the Avodah should be Matar the Achilas Mezbeach or Achilas Adam beyond the time that the Torah allotted for that achilo. That's the Yisayid of Machshavas Pigal. So even though if one would actually eat from the carbon chutzes manoy, or be makter the emurim chutzes manoy, would not passel. If you have machshava during one of the avodas to do such an achilo chutzes manoy, it does passel. This is the essence of Machshavas Pigal. A machshava, one of the four avodas adam, to do achilo chutzes manoy, that's Machshavas Pigal. So even if you would have done the achilo chutzes manoy, it wouldn't have passeled. Doing the avodah with Machshavas Pigal does passel. The Elish Rebbechon is learning from Machshavas Pigal to other places, to Machshavah L'Shem Avodah Zarah and to Machshavah Shleil Lishma. The Achayim explained he's just learning one specific nekuda that is shaykh to have a Machshavah during one Avodah on something that he's going to do later in a different Avodah. And Chanami, the whole Yisayid of Machshavas Pigal works different than it does with Shleil Lishma and Machshavah Avodah Zarah. But still, Rebbechon holds we can bring a riot to the Musig, to the concept of Machashvah Me'avodah La'avodah. But Akapan, what would remain difficult still is, what should be the chilek between Machshavas Avodah Zarah and Machshavas Shleil Lishma? When Machshavas Shleil Lishma, we saw the Machlokes of Rebbechon and Reish Lakish is only in a case where you had a Machshava, Amunas Lizrik Dama Shleil Lishma, not Amunas to be Makter the Emurim Shleil Lishma. As we explained, because the Machshavas to be Makter the Emurim Shleil Lishma, we not pass all the carbon. Mashaking, as far as the case of Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah, there according to Rebbechon, both in the case where you had a Machshava to be Makter the Chalovim, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and in the case we had a machshava to be zerik the dam l'shem avodah zarah, which according to Tosis, that second case of zrika also the din would be if he actually does the zrika l'shem avodah zarah, but does not passel. In both of these cases, although if he would have actually done what he was machashiv to do, it would not have passel the basar. How could a machshava b'shas shechita be worse, and it will passel the basar? So this really brings us to a fundamental shaila which many achrayim discuss. Baker, they talk about this as far as the din of machshava shalei l'shma. Now, Elish Rebbechon holds Mechashav Me'avodah La'avodah. If he has a Machshava during the Shechita, that he's going to do the Zrika Shleil Lishma, the din is that according to Rebbechon and it's Pasul, by Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatos. The Chayim discuss where exactly is this Psul Chal? Is this considered a Psul in the Shechita, or is it considered a Psul in the Zrika? This child is discussed by the Karenator over there in Zvachim Daf Tes. In the Sefer Mikdash Dovin on Kodshim, in the back he has a Kuntris Binyani Kodshim, and Simon Dal Tzivkot on Gimel, he's Marich about this. In the Brisker of as well, in Zvachim, he discusses this Shaila. The way the Mikdash David presents the two Tzadim is it considered a Psal of Shechita Shleil Lishma? Although the Esam Shechita itself, he did do Lishma, however, he had a Machshava B'Shas Shechita to do one of the other Avodas to do the Zrika Shalei Lishma. Is that also considered a Shechita Shalei Lishma? That's the reason why it's possible. Or is it possible because it's a Zrika Shalei Lishma? Although he did not have this Machshava at the time of the Zrika itself, he had the Machshava at the time of the Shechita. The Machshava Shalei Lishma doesn't have to be Dafka be at the time that he's doing that Avoda, even while he's doing a different Avoda. While he's doing the Shechita, he could be Kaiveya, that the Zrika should be Shalei Lishma, and if that Maisa will be the Psal, the carbon will become Psal, because they had a Zrika of Shalei Lishma. These are the two Tzadim of the Migdash David. Many Achayim as well discuss this Safik. So both in the Migdash David and in the Karen Er, they bring that the truth is, this is really a Machlekes Mufreshes in the Yushalmi and Psachim in the fifth parak. The Yushalmi over there brings a Machlekes between Rabbi Ba and Rabbi Mano, had to understand the Svar of Rabbi Yechanan, what is the Pshat in his din of Mechashu Me'avoida La'avoida. Rabbi Ba explains the Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan is, Nasa Mishar Yishayna Keshachti Lishmoy V'Shalei Lishmoy Depasal. We consider as if the Shechita was done with two Machshavos, Machshav of Lishmo and Machshav of Shalei Lishmo. Since the Shechita itself, he had Machshav to do Lishmo, but during the Shechita he had a Machshav to do the Zrika Shalei Lishmo, it's considered that it was Machshav of Lishmo V'Shalei Lishmo, and then is that it's possible. Rav Man, however, explained differently. He explained the Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan is that any Avodah, if he would come to that Avodah and he would do it Shalei Lishmo, it would pass all the carbon. And if he had a machshava now ready to do that avodah shalei lishma, that also passes the carbon. We look at it as if he had a machshava in the second avodah. So the Chayim understand this is clearly a machlikas between the two shitas in the Yushalmi. What is the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? Is it considered a psal in the shchita or is it considered a psal in the zrika? The Ma'aseh of the Chayim do bring that it seems to be a machlikas rishainim. They quote the Rambam and Perek Tes Vav Hilchos Psuli Amigdash Malacha Yud. The lashon of the Rambam over there is shachta lishma. V'chishe b'shas hashchita lizrei doma shalei lishma, harizu psula. L'fish mechashu me'avoida la'avoida. V'zois ha'machshava shechishe b'shas shchita, ke'ilu chishva b'shas zrika, ul'fikach psula. Ram explains the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan that mechashu me'avoida la'avoida is that we consider this machshava that he had b'shas shchita to be really a machshava b'shas zrika, that's why it's possible. Nachrenim, the Karen Eiro, the Mikdash Tov, and many others, they quote this Ram, and they say the Ram is Muchach, like the Tzad, that it's Machshava in the Zrika. Although he didn't have Machshava during the Zrika itself, the Machshava was during the Shechita, but a Machshava during the Shechita to do Zrika Shalei Lishma, that's the same as Machshava during the Zrika itself, and that's why the carbon is possible. Now, the Mikdash Tov, which he quoted, he understands the Rama means Kipshutai, that there really is no Psal at all in the Shechita, the Psal really is in the Zrika. Meaning when he comes eventually to do the Zrika and he does it, even if he didn't have any Machshava then, Shalei Lishma, the Machshava earlier is Kaveh, that the Zrika later on is Shalei Lishma. So when he does the Zrika L'maisa later, it's going to be possible, it's a Zrika Shalei Lishma. L'maisa L'migdash David does say that it could be even now already before he did the Zrika, the carbon will be possible, because it's like a carbon which does not have any dam. The dam which he has over here, if eventually he does the Zrika with it, there's no way the Zrika could be kosher. Therefore, it's a carbon which doesn't have any dam at all. The same way if the dam is nishbach or becomes pasul, the carbon is left without any dam to do a zrika with, and the carbon becomes pasul. Here as well, the carbon becomes pasul. But akpanim, it's not the pshat that the shchita was pasul, rather the zrika will be pasul. Now already the carbon is left with no way to do a kosher zrika. This is the shita of the Rambam. We have the Chayim quoted Taisus and Psachim Daf Samach Aleph from an Aleph, and the Ramaschal Shochdei Lemulim, who's mavur now like this. This thesis is quoted in the Migdash David, which we mentioned, as well as in the Stipler in Zvachim, Simen Ches, Sifkot and Beis, and the Chedusha Reb Chaim Halevi as well, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. They all say that from this thesis, this seems to be Muchach, thesis had a different understanding of what it means, Mechash v'me'avoida la'avoida. The Gemara of the Ramsachim Samachal brings the Shita of Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda says, Shachat l'mulim al-menashe yiskapur b'yareilim, b'zriko, the din is that it's possible. We know the halach is that if one has a machshava b'shas the shchita of the Karban Pesach, that the shchita should be on behalf of arelim or tmeim or cholim or zakenim who cannot eat from the Karban Pesach, the din is that the shchita is possible. And the machlekes Rabbi and Reb Chizda in the case of shochtei lemulin al menashe yiskapur by arelim bezrika, if he had in mind that the shchita should be for mulim, for people who had a bris mila and a roi for the Karban Pesach, however, he had in mind b'shas shchita that the zrika should be on behalf of arelim, so according to Reb Chizda, the din is that it's possible. The Tosafot over there discusses what about in the case the Zrika itself he did Amunashi Yiskapur by Arelim, and Tosafot says that over there Reb Chizda is maskim that it's kosher because Ein Machshavas Oichlim b'Zrika. Everyone agrees that B'Shas the Zrika a Machshava Shalei L'Oichlov does not pasul, the machlekes is dafka by a shchita, shachar al-mashi yiskaber by a reilin. And the Rambam, however, argues, and the Rambam holds, if he is mechashiv in the zrika itself, al-mashi yiskaber by a reilin also is pasul. A number of achonim, Reb Chaim, and the Mikdash Dova, they explain that the Rambam held, if Reb Chizda holds, shachar al-mashi yiskaber by a reilin by zrika, the din is that it's pasul, then it's mukhach that he also has to hold that a machshav in the zrika itself, al-mashi yiskaper by a reilin, is also pasul. Not like the Shita of Tosfos, and the Achayim explained, this is the Yisayit of the Machlekes. Tosfos holds that a Machshava in one Avodah to another Avodah is considered a Psal in the first Avodah. Therefore, if you had a Machshava in the Shechita, when actually scattered by a Reilim Bezriko, it's the same as having a Machshava in the Shechita itself, that the Shechita should be for a Reilim, that's why it's Psal. So even though if we would have had a Machshava in the Zriko, when actually scattered by a Reilim, it would not have Psaled, a Machshava in the Shechita, when actually scattered by a Reilim Bezriko, does Psal. The Rambam, however, holds, which as we said before, the Rambam is Meduik like this, then a machshava from one avodah to another avodah is considered a psal in the second avodah. Therefore, the Rambam holds it's not shaykh for Rav Chisda to say that a machshava in the shechita of Menashe yiskaper by reilim bezriko does pasul, if machshava in the zrika itself she yiskaper by reilim does not pasul. Now, in the shechita of the Rambam, we could pose the question which we raised before in our sugya. So the Rambam holds that machashu me avodah l'avodah is considered a psal in the second avodah. So over here by avodah zara, we have machshava b'shas the shechita to do a zrika on the dam l'shem avodah zara. Or Akhtar say Murim, L'shem Avodah Zarah, how could that possibly be a psul if you would have actually done a Zriko to the Dam, L'shem Avodah Zarah, or Akhtar and the Murim, L'shem Avodah Zarah? It would not have passed to the rest of the Basar, as we saw. If the whole Yisrael of Mechashim, Avodah L'Avodah is it's considered that he did the Zriko, L'shem Avodah Zarah, he did the Akhtar, L'shem Avodah Zarah, how could that possibly be reason to pass the Basar, since if you would have actually done so, the Basar would not have become possible? According to the Rambam, we do understand very well that which our sugya seems to be mavur, that which Reb Yochanan held by the case of machshava shalei lishma, that if you're mechashiv in the shechita, I'm asked to do his rika shalei lishma, mechashiv may avoid el avoid, and the carbon will become posel. We said the Gemara seems to be mashma, if you do a shechita, I'm asked to be makta de imurim shalei lishma, they will not posel. This is how the Karen Aryan Zvachim assumed. We might still see later that the Ari Shayim and our sugya are mavur not like this. But Hagabon, if that's the din, that a machshava on the shechita, when asked to be makter the imurim, in that case, Reb Yochanan, when we ask him that it's kosher, the pshat would fit well according to the Rambam, since the whole yisayit of machashme avoid el avoid is that it's considered a psul in the avoid that he's machashiv to do. So since if we be makter the imurim shleishma would not pasul, a machshava in the shechita to be makter the imurim shleishma also would not pasul. So what would be difficult according to the Rambam is how it works by machshava l'shem avoid the zara. There hakad a machshava to be makter the imurim or zarek the dam. The Shem of Vaidazara, how could that be worse than if you would have actually done the Akhtara or the Zriko, the Shem of Vaidazara? That is the Kasha which is bothering the Karen Oira in Zvachim. So, Nama Vachem Ar Mavur, that even Badas Rambam, Ram does not really mean to say that the Psal is Chal in the Zriko. Nechlush Reb Chaim Alevi in Hochas Karben Pesach, Perek Beis Alocha Vov, he says, now which the Ram is Mavur, Zaysa Machshava Shechisha Beshasa Shchito, Keilu Chishva Beshasa Zriko, Lufigoch Psula. The Rambam does hold that in order for this to be considered a machshava ha-peseles, it has to be that if he would have been machashiv in the Zriko, it would have been possible. For that reason, he explains, like we mentioned before from the Rambam, Reb Chisda says in Psachim that if he had a shechita al-manas she-escaped by a reilim, that's a machshava which will passel. The Rambam holds that Reb Chisda must hold that a machshava b'shas the Zriko itself, she-escaped by a reilim, that also would passel. Otherwise, he would not hold that a machshava in the shechita al-manas she-escaped by a reilim b'zriko would passel. That's what the Rambam means to say that zaysa machshava shechishev keilu chishva b'shas zriko lefikach psula. It has to be that if there was such a machshava in the zriko would passel, otherwise it would not be shaykh to say that a machshava in the shechita menas lizrik la'arilim should passel. But still, Reb Chaim understands the Rambam does not mean to say that in the end it's really considered a psul in the zriko. Even the Rambam is masking that it's a psul in the shechita. Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam holds that the machshavas psul of zriko is chal ready b'shas avidas shchita. The state when the Kilos Yaakov in Zvachim Simen Ches Sifkot and Beis, he says along the same lines, even according to the Rambam, the psul is chal on the shchita. And what is this psul that's chal on the shchita? The psul is that the carbon has a machshava peseles, a machshava of zriko shelo lishma. According to Reb Yochanan, it's neschadish that not only if this machshava is b'shas the zriko does it passel, even if the machshava of zriko shelo lishma is b'shas the shchita also passels, but mice in the end, what will be posel is the shchita, the carbon will already become posel from that point. Now based on this hesber, the Stipler explains that we can understand b'das haramam that even if we would hold like the shchita of Tosis, at the top of Amud Beis over here in Ner Sugya, that when one actually does a Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Basar does not become possible Ba'achila. If so, how would it make sense that if he did the Shechita Amanas Lizrik Dama L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that should pass the Behemah? So the Stipler explains that which the din is, that when one actually does a Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Basar does not become possible. It's not the Pshat that Ba'etzem Zrika Sadam L'Shem Avodah Zarah does not Aser. As you see, Taisus himself says that the dam itself does become Aser. Right? The Pshat is, the Zrika on the dam is not going to pass to the Basar, since this Maisa of Takrevis Avodah Zarah was done Dafka Idid the dam, not with the Basar. At the point that the dam was Nizrak, it was already separated from the rest of the Behemoth. We considered an Avodah in the dam, not an Avodah in the rest of the animal. Therefore, the rest of the animal was not going to become Pasal. Only something which it itself had a Maisa of Takrevis Avodah Zarah becomes Pasal. That's the reason why only the dam is Nifsal, not the rest of the animal. If so, we could understand, the Stipler says, that in the case where he had this machshav b'shas the shechita, even though he did not have a machshav that actual shechita itself should be a maisa avodah zarah, rather he had a machshav that the shechita should be amanas lizrik l'shem avodah zarah, still that's considered that a maisa avodah zarah was done with the behema. We look at it as if a maisa of zrika l'shem avodah zarah was done at the time of the shechita, therefore it is considered an avodah in the entire behema, therefore the whole behema would become usher with the din of takrevis avodah zarah. He explains this is different than the case where he did a shechit amenas lizrik dom l'shem arelim. There the Rambam holds that if a zrik l'shem arelim would not pass the carbon, a shechit amenas lizrik dom l'shem arelim also would not pass the carbon. The pshat is because over there, if a machshava shloi la'ichla b'shas zrika is not a machshava peiseles, and a machshava b'shas shechit amenas lizrik l'shem arelim also would not be a machshava to passel, avodah zrika doesn't have at all a psul of machshava shloi l'shem aichlov. The Ram had to pass him that a Zrika itself, Shalal Hashem Eichlov, also will be a Machshav HaPaiseles. Only over here, by a Machshav L'Shem Avodah Zarah, or even Machshav B'Shas Zrika, B'etzem is a Machshav to Pasel, as you see the dam itself becomes Pasel, so then if we could put that Machshav Zrika back into the Shechita, and make it into a Machshav in the entire animal, then the whole animal will also become Pasel with the din of Takrevis Avodah Zarah. And based on this, the Cyber takes it a step further, and he says we can answer the Kasha of the Keren Ayra as well. The Keren Ayra was bothered, what is the chilek that as far as the machshava shalei lishma? There the Keren Ayra understood b'das Rabbi Yechanan, only if he has machshava b'shas shechita amenas lizrik dama shalei lishma. That's why we say mechashva me'avodah la'avodah. If you would have machshava to be makdeh de'imurim shalei lishma, that would not passel. And the pshat is the Keren Ayra understands, since the machshava shalei lishma in the Akhtar itself would not passel, so machshava in the shechita amenas la'akhtar shalei lishma also would not passel. The Keren Ayra was bothered, what is the difference between that and the case of avodah zarah? There also, if you be zerik, the dam l'shem avodah zarah would not passel. Yet if he's mechashu b'shas the shechita amenas to be zerik the dam l'shem avodah zarah, it does passel. What is the chilek? The Stipler explains, the pshat is like we're saying, because the zrika l'shem avodah zarah b'etzem does have a din of takrevis avodah zarah. The only reason it doesn't passel the rest of the carbon is because it's only considered a maisa takrevis in the dam itself, not in the rest of the animal. Therefore, if we're able to put this machshava back into the shechita, it will passel the entire animal. Machshav is Akhtar as well, the Stipler explains. If one is Machashav L'Shem Avodah Zarah, B'Shas the Akhtar is Emurim itself, those Emurim itself do become Pasal. Therefore, if we put this Machshav back into the Shechita, Shachan Amanas L'Hakhtar Emurim L'Shem Avodah Zarah, then the whole Behemah will become Pasal. Mashenkin, as far as Machshav is Shalei L'Shma by a carbon, there that which the din is, if one is Makhtar Shalei L'Shma, the carbon does not become Pasal. It's not the Pshat because it's only in Avodah and the Emurim, not in the rest of the carbon. Even the Emurim itself don't get a din Psal. Then Shalei Lishma was not said Bechal Ba'akhtar Seimurim of a carbon. Therefore, even if we're able to put that Machshava back into the Shechita, Shachar Amras L'Hakhtar Emurim Shalei Lishma, it's not going to pass off the carbon. Now, there is one kasha which still remains. This is a kasha which the Rizkrov asks in Zvachim. There also he had two Tzadim had to understand the Yisayit of Machashva Me'avodah La'avodah. For example, in the case of Shachat Lishma Amanas Lizrik Shalei Lishma, is the pshat that it's a psal of shechita shalei lishma, or is the pshat that it's a psal of zrika shalei lishma? One side of the briskrov is, b'etzem the psal is that it's a zrika shalei lishma, just even though he didn't have that machshav of b'shas the zrika, he had the machshav in the shechita that's also machshav ha'peiseles, or is the pshat that if during shechita he's mechashiv to do a zrika shalei lishma, that also makes it that the shechita itself was considered to have been done shalei lishma. And the briskrov explains, the pshat is definitely not that there's a psal which is chal b'shas the zrika, because he hasn't yet done the Zrika at all. It was postured to the Briskarov that the Psal is Chal ready at the time of the Shechita. This is clearly not like the Tzad that the Mikdash David had. Mikdash David wanted to learn B'das the Rambam that the Psal L'maisa will only be Chal at the time of the Zrika. Or he says perhaps we'll have the din of Nishpach Adam, The carbon has no dam, it's not possible to do a zrika with it. But Hakafam, according to both Sadam of the Bishkarov, is a psal which is chal at the time of the Shechita, the two Sadam are, is it a psal of Shechita Shalai Lishma, or is it a psal of Zrika Shalai Lishma? However, the Bishkarov brings a raya that it must be that it's considered a psal of Shechita Shalai Lishma, and not Zrika Shalai Lishma, because Bishma, in the case of Shalai Lishma, the Bishkarov says that we can understand how there could be a psal of Zrika Shalai Lishma in the time of the Shechita. This is based on the site of the Bishkarov, his fundamental principle, which is widely discussed in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim and the beginning of Maseches Menachos, how the psal of Shalai Lishma works. The Bishkarov's site is that it's not the pshat that when one has a machshava Shalai Lishma, the reason why the avodah is psal is because the avodah is actually considered to have been done Shalai Lishma. That once the behemoth is hukdash to be brought as a certain carbon, then is stama Lishma, the avodah is automatically considered to have been done Lishma, and his machshava doesn't change that. Even if we had a machshava shalei lishma, we consider that the avodah was done lishma. The reason why the carbon would be possible is because it's considered a machshav ha-peiseles, similar to machshav espigol. The Torah is mechadish to us, and if one had a bad machshava during the avodah that passes the carbon, he also a machshava shalei lishma, although the avodah is considered to have been done lishma, still it's a machshav ha-peiseles, similar to machshav espigol. It doesn't really change any dinim of the carbon, but since he tried to change the dinim of the carbon, the Torah says that passes the carbon, so to a machshava shalei lishma also has a koyach to passel the carbon. This is the site of the Bishkarov in the Sefer Al-Rambam and Hilchos Meiser Karbonis, Perek Dar Alocha Yud Aleph. Rakavam in the Chedush agrees in Zvachim Daf Tes in the Sugya of Mechashva Me'avodah La'avodah. He says that Bishlma by Psal Shalei Lishma we can understand when he's Mechashva B'Shas Shechita to do a Zrika Shalei Lishma, although the Psal is Chareli at the time of the Shechita, but it's not a Psal of Shechita Shalei Lishma, it's a Psal of Zrika Shalei Lishma. This is similar to that which we said b'shem Reb Chaim and the Stipler. The Shechita has a machshava peiselus in it. That machshava peiselus is that to do a zrika shalei lishma. This makes sense if you hold the yisaid of the psal shalei lishma is a machshava peiselus. If you hold that he's actually changing the lishma of the avodah, the reason why the Torah says if the avodah was done shalei lishma it's possible because the avodah is actually considered to have been done shalei lishem the carbon, then the chayyur would not be shaykh to say that at the time of the Shechita there's already a psal of a zrika shalei lishma. How could it be a psal of zrika shalei lishma if he didn't actually do the zrika yet? However, once the Bishkarov says, as he said, that machshav shalei lishma is a machshav ha-peiseles, it's like a machshav espigel which has a karech to pass the carbon, so then already we can understand, Rabbi Yochanan holds, even at the time of the Shechita, if he had a machshav ha-peiseles, that the zrika should be shalei lishma, that also passes the carbon. Rakabam, that works in the case of shalei lishma. However, the Bishkarov asks, in the case of avodah zarah, the house of behemoth becomes pasul. If a ma'isa avodah was done l'shem avodah zarah, it's not a pshat that it's the machshava itself which creates the issur of takrivis avodah zarah. Rather, it's the ma'isa avodah which gives it a din of takrivis. If he does a shechita with the purpose of being oved avodah zarah with his shechita, so this ma'isa avodah creates an issur of takrivis avodah zarah. If so, then Bishlma, if he had a machshava that the shechita itself should be l'shem avodah zarah, so there's an avodah of shechita done l'shem avodah zarah that makes it into a takrivis avodah zarah. And if b'shas shechita he had a machshava to do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah, so you can't say that the machshava itself, the machshava to do a zrika l'shem avodah zarah, that itself is a machshava which creates the psal. As Bishkarov explains, it has to be the ma'isa avodah which creates the psal, and he didn't yet do the zrika at all. So how can you say that it's the zrika l'shem avodah zarah which gives it a din of takrevis? From here, the Bishkarov proves that the yisayid of machashva me'avodah l'avodah according to Rabbi Yochanan is a pshat because the shechita itself is considered to have been done l'shem avodah zarah. And since the Gemara compares these two machlokes in between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the machlokes of machashma avodah l'avodah by shalei lishma and the machlokes by takrevis avodah zarah, they will be mashma that by both of them the yisayid is the same. Both by takrevis avodah zarah, we say the pshat is that when he has a machshava b'shas shechita to do a zrika l'shem avodah zarah, that's considered that the shechita itself also is done l'shem avodah zarah. And by shalei lishma as well, when he has a machshava b'shas shechita to do a zrika shalei lishma, that makes it that the shechita itself is also considered to have been done shalei lishma. So in the end, l'maisa l'psul is that it's a shechita shalei lishma. This, however, would not be the mashmais of the Rambam, which we mentioned before. The Rambam seems to be mashma that the yisayid of the psul is that it's a zrika shalei lishma. L'maisa, if we take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvov, where he paskins the din l'gabei avodah zarah of mechash me'avodah la'avodah, the lashon of the Rambam over there is, ha'sheicher es ha'behima lizrik dama la'avodah zarah, o'il ha'kter chel b'la'avodah zarah, ha'reizu ha'surah, she'lameidim achshav b'chutz v'chulin, yimachshav es ha'kotshim b'fnim, she'machshav ha'kazu po'yselos b'hem k'mo yishyispar b'hilchos p'sulim ha'mikdoshim. When the Rambam explains how the machshav me'avodah la'avodah works, the pasul midin shchitas avodah zarah, Rambam does not say the lashon that he says in Hilchos Psul HaMikdashin. Lashon in Hilchos Psul HaMikdashin, as we read before, this lashon is v'zaysa machshava shechishay b'shas shchita keilu chishva b'shas zrika v'lufikach psula. That lashon which Lachayim were medayken, he does not say that in Hilchos Shchita. Perhaps the Rambam understood that the site is actually different. Lagavi shleil l'shma, the psul is, it's really a psul of zrika shleil l'shma. Hashenkin lagavi shchita l'avoy dezara, there the site of the psul really is. It's considered that the Shechita itself was done l'shem avodah zarah, but the Maaseh of the Gemara does compare them. One would have to understand how the Rambam would explain the Gemara. Now we'll continue on, we'll discuss the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the top of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing now what Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, "Uma b'makom shemachshava peiselos b'mukdashim, ina kol hilch ela achar ha'ivid, makom she'inu achshava peiselos b'chulin, ina din sh'loye kol hilch ela achar ha'sheichet." The Gemara wanted to know, what does that mean, that by Chulin ain't Machshava Peiseles? Originally, the Gemara understood it means that Machshava is not Peisel me'avoidah la'avoidah. And eventually, the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud explains differently. It means that by Kodshim, Machshava passels by'arba avoidahs, Mashain came by Chulin, it only passels b'shtei avoidahs. What are the shtei avoidahs that passel by Chulin? So Rashi explains, the top of Amud Beis, it means a Machshava by Shechita and a Machshava by Zrika. These two avoidahs of Machshava passels, Rashi explains, because by these two avodas the Torah refers to Machshava l'shem avodah zarah, Zveach l'elohim yecharam, and the pasuk Bal asich nischeim midam, Hashenkin kabbalah and halacha, which are not mentioned in the pasuk, that there is no din that a Machshava l'shem avodah zarah will passel. Rashi continues and he says, as far as Akhtara, even though there is a concept of Akhtara l'shem avodah zarah, still that's not going to passel the rest of the animal. If the Shechit and the Zrika were done properly without a Machshava l'shem avodah zarah, and Rashi says, even bifnim, even by a carbon, there is no machshava spiegel to be mefagel the carbon b'shas haktaras chalovim. Therefore, by avodah zarah as well, even if you had a machshava l'shem avodah zarah by the haktara, it's not going to passel the entire behema. As we mentioned previously, Tosis over here argues on Rashi. Tosis says that by zrika also, if he has a machshava b'shas the zrika, l'shem avodah zarah also is not going to passel the rest of the animal. We mentioned Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara later on in the Amud, the case of Hanutai, where the Seichim Mishmael were going to get the dam and the chilev of the animal. And even though they're going to do a zrika l'shem avodah zarah, we still see that the basar is mutter ba'achila. From there, Tosfos proved that a zrika l'shem avodah zarah is not going to passel the rest of the animal. When Maaseh Rashi is mevor not like this, Rashi does differentiate between zrika and haktara. He says haktara is not counted over here because it doesn't passel the rest of the animal. The mashmaris of Rashi is that a zrika does passel the rest. So the chor the kasher of Tosfos is difficult. Why, by the case of Hanutai, don't we say that when the goyim are zurik the dam l'shem avodah zarah, that passels the rest of the animal ba'achila? So in the Chiddush and Ramban over here, he brings Rashi, and he says that those who ask a kasha Rashi from the case of Hanutai, and Ramban says that it's posh that this is not a kasha bechlal, because in that case, at the time the goyim are doing the zrika, the animal is already divided, the Yisraelim got the basar and the oyer, and the goyim got the dam and the chilev, there is posh that if the goy was mechasha b'shas zrika l'shem avodah zarah, he cannot ask for something which is not his unless he does a maisa to it. Here he did a maisa zrika in the dam. It's definitely not going to ask for the basar, which is not owned by him. It's owned by the Yisraelim. By shaking the case where a person does a zrika and he owns the basar, or even if he owns only a chelik of the basar, he has a shutvis, there also could be the din will be that the zrika sadam will pass all the rest of the behima. The lashon of the Ramban is that you could say that the rest of it is asur de gamrinan bifnim, just like by a carbon, the din is that a zrika with a psul passels the rest of the animal, a zrika spiegel passels the rest of the carbon, or a zrika shulag l'shma. Here also, a zrika l'shem avodah zarah also could passel the rest of it, as long as he's the bailam on the rest, or he has a shutfis in it. The Maaseh in the Ramban in the end does not agree to Rashi. He brings other rayas. He brings the Tosefta, which Tosefta quoted. Tosefta says the Tosefta is muchach this way, that if the shechita was not done, l'shem avodah zarah, just as zrika was, or just the haktara was, it does not passel the rest of the animal. Additionally, the Ramban also asks on Rashi, the Alash Rashi says at the end of the Dibur Maschal, as far as Haktar is concerned, that although Haktar is considered an Avodah Legavi Avodah Zarah, it is mentioned in the Pasuk. Still, Rashi says it doesn't pass all the rest of the animal, and he says, because Afilu Befrim Le Mifsal Karbon Imchishav Al Chilas Basar B'Shas Haktaras Chalovim. The Ramban over here asks on Rashi, he says, what is the comparison, Ma'in in Zulu Zu, Mikomokom Ba'atzma Peiselas HaKarbon? And that goes from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, on the bottom of the Ramban, he's Magia. It should say, Ba'atzma Peiselas HaBehima. And he explains what the Ramban means to ask in Rashi is that the Iker Din of the Kreves Avodah Zarah is not learned from Kodshim. That which, if you're Makrev of Behima to Avodah Zarah, that becomes Possel, is not a limud from Pigol. So just because by Pigol the Din is If you're mechashev b'shas haktar, it's not mefagel the carbon. That's not a reason by mechashev savoyde zara that a mechashev and haktar should not passel the rest of the behema. What the Rambam means to ask in Rashi is, once you see that mechashev and the zrika does passel the rest of the behema by mechashev savoyde zara, the same should also be for haktara. Mechashev and haktar also should passel the rest. In Chedusha Rashi as well, he asks his kasha in Rashi. He says the avodas which do passel with mechashev savoyde zara, it's not because it's learned from mechashev spiegel. As like Rashi himself says, because they're mentioned beferish in the pasuk, if so, the Rashi asks, Akhtar is also mentioned. What does Rashi mean to say that just because by pigal it's not mefagel the carbon, why is that a reason to say that by machshav esavay dezer also it doesn't passel? And chayr b'das Rashi, what one has to say is, as far as Akhtar is saying, although it is written in the pasuk and it is considered a way of being oved avay dezer, the imurim themselves will become aser, but still it's not going to passel the basar because it's not considered an avay in the entire behemah. Zrika is considered an avod in an entire behema. Just as in a carbon, the ikar akrov of the carbon is the zrika sadam, that's considered akrov on the entire behema, even though only the actual dam is going on the mizbeach. But that's the way that one is makrov of behema, by doing all the avodis and getting out the dam and being zurik the dam, which is the dam on nefesh of the animal, that's considered akrov on the entire animal. So too, as far as avodis zara as well, when he does his zrika, it's considered an avod in the entire behema. That's why Rashi would hold that the rest of it does become asr, mashenki naktaro. It's only considered an avodah in the imurim themselves. But we still have to understand what does Rashi mean to compare to that which we find in Chishev al-Achiyos Basar B'Shas HaKtaras Chalovim. Rashi says it's not Machshev Espigol. The Elochar, that's a different Nekudah. That's because Machshev Espigol is only the Arba Avodahs of Dam. Perhaps Rashi understands that Gufa is the reason why there's no Machshev Espigol B'Shas HaKtaras Imurim. Since the Akhtar of the imurim is not an avodah in the entire carbon, it's only an avodah in the imurim themselves. That's why it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Machashev B'Shas HaKtaras on the Basar. It's because Akhtaras Simurim has nothing to do with the Basar, it's only considered an Avodah in it itself. Now in a number of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Balamor, the Rashba, they all do not like Rashi's Pshat, and they bring a whole different understanding in our Gemara. A different Pshat, now which it says, Machshav Peiselos Memekdoshim Ba'arba Avodahs, Vashenkein Bechulim B'Shtei Avodahs. They explain what it means to say is, that by Machshav by Kodshim, if he has Machshav B'Shas Neshchito, either to do a Kabbalah, or Hailocha, or Azrika, or Akhtara, any of these four avodas, if he's mechashev b'shas shchita to do them chutzes manoy, that's machshev espigol. Mashenkin machshev l'avodah zara, it's only if he's mechashev b'shas shchita to do a zrika or aktara, that's where the machshev will passel. This is how Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. So really, we always say mechashev me'avodah l'avodah, both by kodshim and by chulin. Rabbi Yosi did not mean to say that by chulin there's no mechashev me'avodah l'avodah. Rather, what he meant to say is that by kodshim there's machshev me'avodah l'avodah by four avodas. Hashenken by Chulin is only two, and therefore he made a kavachimer. If by Kodshim, where there's a machshav in four avodes, ein a machshav ha'ilich ela achar ha'oved, Kodshken by Chulin, where there's only machshav in two avodes, surely there also we should say, ein a machshav ha'ilich ela achar ha'shaychit. This is how a number of Rishayim learned the Pshat in the Gemara. However, as the Chayim ask, and this is where it seems to be a Pella, the Chayim is connected to Mishnah and Zvachim. And the Taisus Reb Kveger on Mishnais over here in Chulin, he sends us, now she asks in Zvachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, in the Tosfos Reb Kveger over there, the Mishnah over there seems to be mavur that the only machshav espigel is if you have a machshav to do a zrika chutzes manai, or a aktar seimurim chutzes manai, or a chiyos basar chutzes manai. Those are the three examples which the Mishnah gives in the second parak of Zvachim. The Mishnah does not mention anything about a machshav to do a kabbalah chutzes manai, or a hailocha chutzes manai. This kapshuta is mavur in the second Zvachim daf yod gimel, dafka machshav to do something which is considered an achila. As the Lashon of the Pasuk says, Mehi ochel ye ochel, we learn that both of it is achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. A machshav to eat the basar chutz mani is a machshav on achilas adam. A machshav to do the aktar chutz mani is a machshav on achilas mizbeach. And a machshav to do a zriga chutz mani also is considered a machshav on achilas mizbeach. But a machshav to do a kabbalah or hailocha chutz mani, the sugya seems to be clear over there, that's not a machshav espigol. This is a direct contradiction to the way the Rishayim are learning Er sugya, that by machshav espigol it's in four avodis, meaning if a mechashev during the shechita to do one of these four avodis, kabbalah, hailocha, zrika, or aktara, chutz zmani, all those are machshav espigol, has that fit with the sugya in Zvachim? And Rosh Yosef on the sugya asks his kasha as well, and Chaznish also, this Chaznish is printed in Chelek Yerodea, and Simon Reish Yudal, his Aris on Masechas Chulin, he brings over there that even though all of the Rishonim seem to say this, that if he has machshav b'shas the shechita to do a kabbalah, hailocha, zrika, or aktara chutz zmani, it's machshav espigol. He says, surely the Rishonim never meant to say this. And he's magia in the Rishonim. What it should say is, if he has machshava during the shechita, or kabbalah, or halacha, or zrika, to be makdei the imurim chutz zmani, Machshav in all four of these avodas to be makna deimurim chutzes manoi is a machshav espigol, a shenking by chulin. And Chaznish says, even though it's hard to be magin all of these rishenim, still he says, Hakarcha, this is the emes, as is mevur the Gemara in Zvachim daf yud gimel. He says, we don't find anywhere this concept that a machshav to be makabel or to be melech ledam chutzes manoi is machshav espigol. Therefore, he says, Hakarcha, you have to be magia. He does bring that there is a rivet in Teres Kainim, which does seem to say like this, that there's machshav espigol to be makabel ledam chutzes manoi. However, the Chaznish says, there also nishtapshu advarim bidfus. There are mistakes over there, and surely none of the Rishonim meant to say such a thing, that there's machshav espigol to be makabel ledam chutzes manoi. And the Gois from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer on the Ramban, he also wants to make such a shinui in the girsa of the Ramban. He's bothered by the same problem. However, he asks what seems to be a strong kasha. He says, if what the Ramban really means to say is that a machshav during the shchita, kabbalah, helocha, zriko, amenas to be makabel chutzes manoi is machshav espigol, if so, how could the Gemara say that by Kodshim there are four avodis which he could be machashav in, by Shenka by Chulin there are only two? Bishma, if we're referring to the avodah that he's machashav about, then by Chulin there are two, he could be machashav about the Zriko or about the Haktara. If we're referring to the avodah that he's machashav during, so we understand that by Kodshim there are four, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zriko, but then by Chulin there should only be one, he can only be machashav during the Shechita and not in any other avodis. This kasha would seem to be difficult on the Pshat of the Chazanish, where he wants to be Magia in the Rishonim. I've just mentioned that the Prima Gadim in the Sefer Reish Yosef, he quotes the Ramban and the Baal Amar, who learned the Gemara this way, that Machshava Peiselos B'Mikdashim Ba'arba Avodis means, B'Shas Shechita is Mechashev on the Kabbalah, Hilocho, Zriko, or Haktara. However, these Rishonim don't say clearly that we're talking about Machshava Espigol, and the Prima Gadim explains that they could mean we're talking about Machshava Shiloi Lishma. That if you had a Machshava B'Shas Shechita to do a Kabbalah Shiloi Lishma, or to do Hilocho Shiloi Lishma, or Zriko or Haktara, all those according to Rabbi Yochanan will say Mechashev Me'avodah La'avodah, and the carbon will be Nifsal. That's what we're contrasting to Machshav of Chulin, where it's only B'shtei Avodis. According to this, these Rishayim never say that if one is Mechashev to Mekabel Adam Chutzes Manei, that's Machshav Espigol. And the kashas which the Achrayim asked from the Sugis in Zvachim will not be difficult on these Rishayim. They're not talking about Machshav Espigol, they're talking about Machshav Shlo Lishma. And the truth is, in the Nemuka Yosef, which was first published in recent years from the Ksav Yad, he says Beferish like this. He explains when the Gemara says Machshav Pasels B'Mekdosh and Barba Avodis, it means Kabbalah Hilocha Zrika V'Aktara, which means if he's Mechashev B'Shas Shechita, Amenas to be Mekabel Adam Shelo Lishma, or to be Melech, or to be Zorik, or to be Makter Shelo Lishma, in all these cases the Zevach is Pasel, he's clearly learning that Mekdosh and Barba Avodis is not talking about Pigol, it's talking about Machshav Shelo Lishma. This will answer the Kasha of the Achrinim. On Maisa would seem this is more the Pashtus of the Gemara, because originally the Kasha that the Gemara asked, Rav Sheshes asked from Nevi Chavresi, says, the Machshava Peiselos Bekotchem Na Bechulin, and Rav Sheshes asked, Pnim Kasha Dwey Shlokish, Chutz Kasha Le Rabbi Yechanan. As Rashi explained, there's a Kasha Dwey Shlokish as well from Rabbi Yechanan in the Mishnah, since his Lashon is Machshava Peiselos Bemekdoshim, he doesn't say Machshava Mefagelos Bemekdoshim, the Mashmai says that by a Psal also, meaning Machshava Shalei Lishma, also, the din is a mechashav me'avodah la'avodah. But the problem you see, Rashi is explaining the Gemara, the lashon of the Mishnah's mashma, we're talking about machshav peiseles, not a machshav mefageles. So if so, when the Gemara eventually explains, the pshat in the Mishnah is that mekdoshim passels ba'arba avodis, ba'chulin only shtei avodis. Here also, we're talking about a machshav which passels, not a machshav which is mefagel. The Rashash points this out on the bottom Rashi of the Omud. Rashi explained, Machshava Peiselos B'Mekdoshim Arba Avodis means, if he does a Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilocha, or Zriko, with a Machshava Spiegel, it's Mefagel the carbon. He says, Achad, Rashi should have said differently. Rashi should have said, if he does one of these four Avodis with Machshava Shalil Lishmo, it passes the carbon. As the Gemara was M'daik earlier, we're talking about a Machshava Peiselos, not a Machshava which is Mefagel. But Akapanam in the Mahalach of the Rishonim as well, that the Gemara is referring to where B'Shas Shechita, he has Machshava, he's Machashav onto one of the other Avodis. It would be more possible to learn al-derech than Muki Yosef. He's mechashav to do one of the other avodas shalei lishma, as opposed to the way the Ramban and the Rashba say, he's mechashav to do those avodas chutzes manei, that's the machshav which is mefagel the carbon. We should just point out that according to this, it'd be muchach that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if one has machshav b'shas l'shchita to do aktar shalei lishma, that also will pass all the carbon. Because if not, we don't have four avodas. What are the four? Akarcha, the four are, as the Rishonim explain, kabbalah ha'ilocha, zrika, and haktara. So although the Gemara brings the machalikas of Rechon and Reish Lakish in the case, we had a machshava b'shas shchita to be zerik the dam shle lishma, and we saw the Karen Oyer understands the Gemara means dafka zrika shle lishma, but if you had a machshava to do aktara shle lishma, that would not pass according to Rechonan, since even if he actually did Haktar Shalei Lishma, doesn't passel, so Machshavah to do Haktar would not be more Chomer. These are Shem Mavur, not like this. These are Shem Mavur that according to Rabbi Yechon, if he had a Machshavah of Vishas Shchita to do Haktar Shalei Lishma, Mechashvim Avayda La'Avayda, it would passel the carbon. Now we'll continue on. The Gemara then brings a Breisa, Tanya Kvasa de Rabbi Yechonon. Hashaychis Abahim Luzvek Doma La'Avidus Kechovim Ul Haktar Chavu La'Avidus Kechovim Areel Luzivchei Meisim Shachla V'achik HaChishiv Aleha The Rashi over here explains what was this case of Shachar Vachik HaChishiv Aleha. Rashi says Chishiv Aleha Lizvik Dama Il Hakter Chelba. Not that he was Mechashiv after the Shchita on the Shchita, that's already too late, as after the Shchita he was Mechashiv on the Zrik or the Haktara. The Beis Yosef in Yardea Simon David, he brings the Din of Asuga and he quotes that Rabbeinu Rucham understood the case is talking about that after the Shchita he actually did a Zrik or L'Shem Avodah Zarah. However, the Beis Yosef says that's not the Pashtus. Kipshuta, we're talking about it where you only had a Machshava, you didn't actually do it. If you learn the Gemara like Rabbeinu Rucham, then the Sugar would be Muchach, that even though he actually did his Riko, Hashem of Vidazar, that's not going to pass to the Behemah, because throughout the Sugar, you see, we're talking about there's a need in whether the Shechita is considered to have been done, Hashem of Vidazar. If when this Riko is done, Hashem of Vidazar, the whole Behemah becomes possible, what's the need of the Gemara? Either way, it should become possible because of this Riko. So if you learn like Rabbeinu Rucham, then it will be Muchach this way. If we learn the Gemara Derech the Beis Yosef, who argues in Rabbeinu Rucham, the case is talking about where he did not actually do a Zriko L'Shem Avodah Zarah, then there will be no raya from this Gemara that the Zriko doesn't pass all the rest of the Basar. But upon him, the Gemara is clearly talking about whether we could assume the Shechita was done L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If Chizda originally explained the reason Lo Yomer Bo Lo Yisr V'Lo Heter is because it's telling the Machlekes Tanakam and Yerbesi in the Mishnah, if Stam Achshavis Avodah Kechavim L'Avodah Kechavim, the Hemshach the Gemara says that it would be telling a different question. Rabbi Krager over here makes an important point. He says, "From Arsig al-Khair is Muchach, that Shchit L'Shem Avodah Zarah passels even with Machshava alone, even without a Dibur. Because if you would need a Dibur to passel, then what does it sound like Gemara to say that it's possible because Rechech Seife Atchilasei? Rechech Seife Atchilasei only proves to us that his Machshava B'Shas Shchita was L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If ever the only way he passels if he actually had a Dibur, Maisi did not say that he shacht on L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Hachayach Seife Atchilasei cannot make it as if he had a Dibur B'Shas Tashrita. The way Reb Kreir asks this kasha is, we know that as far as Machshava to passel by a carbon, it's Dafka B'Dibur, not B'Machshava. He quotes the Taisas in the end of Perek HaMafkid. And since that's the din by Kochim, we see Reb Yosi makes a Kavachem in the Mishnah from Kochim to Chulin. If by Kochim we say, In Machshava Hilich Ela Achar HaIved, Koshka by Chulin we say so, if the din would be that Machshava by Kochim needs a Dibur, Vashenki Machshava by Chulin L'Shem Avodah Zarah is even with Machshava, then there would be a Pircha on the Kav HaChomer. Chulin would have a certain Chomer over Kochim, Chulin can get passeled with Machshava alone, and Kochim needs Dafka a Dibur. Since Rabbi Yosi does make a Kav HaChomer, we don't ask a Pircha on his Kav HaChomer, it would be Muchach that if you hold that by Kochim Pigol's Dafka a Dibur, then so too Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah also would have to be Dafka a Dibur. If so, the Kasha of Rabbi Krager is, how could we say, even if we know Lamais in the end, that his Machshava B'Shas Shchita must have been L'Shem Avodah Zarah, still, since he didn't say so B'Feirish, how could it passel? Now the truth is, we didn't mention this, but Tosfos and Amud Aleph over here, and Dibur Maschel El Azvicha, Tosfos over there does have a tzad to say that Machshava's Pigel is even Machshava without any Dibur. Tosfos over there is coming to ask Akasha, what do you want me to ask on the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says that by Chulin in Machshava Paiseles. If so, the Gemara says that Machshava doesn't pass by Chulin, so when is there ever Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah? And Tosfos is bothered. Maybe what the Mishnah means to say is that Kochim is more Chomer than Chulin, that Kochim is Nifsa with Machshava alone, Mashenka and Chulin, meaning Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah is not going to passel. But if he had a Dibur Beferish L'Shem Avodah Zarah, then it would passel. This would answer the Gemara's Kasha. El Zvichat Avodah Zkechavim Demitzra Hechim Meshkechas Lo. That could be talking about in the case where he said Beferish, that he shechted L'Shem Avodah Zarah. This is the kasha of Tosfos. Rak upanim, Tosfos over there did have a tzad to say that Machshava Spiegel is with the Machshava alone, even without a Dibur. But if you hold like Tosfos and Bab Metzia, that Machshava Spiegel is Dafka with a Dibur, then you can have to say that Machshava Avodah Zarah also is Dafka with a Dibur. Because again, or else we would have a Percha on the Kav HaChomer of Avetzi in the Mishnah. And this is the kasha of Rabbi Kveger. How could you say that Mechir Sefer HaTchilosai, if you need Dafka Dibur in order to passel with Machshava Avodah Zarah? Now, as far as the Eger Kasher, Rabbi Kveger assumes as a Dover Poshet, and any time you need a Dibur, a Chayach Seifer HaTchilasei cannot help. However, in the Tvoi Shor over here, in Simon Dal, Tzivkot and Beis, he also asks the Kasha of Reb Kveger, and he does suggest that Achayach Seif HaTchilasi perhaps could help, even when you need a Dibur. Meaning, if Peshas HaShchita, he didn't say anything about L'Shem HaVodah Zarah, and afterwards he said he's going to do this Rikul L'Shem HaVodah Zarah, once there's a Dibur later on, and you hold Achayach Seif HaTchilasi, that can make it consider that that Dibur already worked for the Shchita as well, as if he actually said Peshas HaShchita, that he shechted L'Shem HaVodah Zarah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.